Last Sunday, if you remember, with Joshua, we studied Luke chapter 15, where we find three parables that mix together with their teaching and meaning. The parable of the lost sheep, do you remember? The parable of the lost coin, and also the parable of the lost son. All of these three parables have something in common. All of them lost something: a sheep, a coin, and a son. But when the sheep, the coin, and the son were found, there was a time of rejoice, a time to celebrate. Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He was feasting with them, having fun. Well, not everyone was happy. The Bible says that these religious leaders were grumbling. They were muttering. And the older brother also, in the parable of the lost son, was angry because his brother repent, came back, so his father decided to give him a party. He doesn't rejoice. Instead, he replies to his father, "What about me, Dad? I deserve your inheritance. My brother doesn't." These parables were written for us because we tend to be like the Pharisees, asking God, "What about me?" Shouldn't all of us be happy when a friend, a son, someone close to the family has fallen, repents, and is restored by God? It's all about finding the sinners, so it's time to seek the lost. Today we're going to learn seven reasons why we should reach the lost. So open your Bibles in Luke 19, chapter 19, and let's get to work. Why don't we all together read what Luke 19, verses 1 through 10 says? Okay, let's all read together this verse. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and I have cheated anybody. I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Thank you. Well, Jericho was a very wealthy and very important town. It lay in the Jordan Valley and commanded both the approach to Jerusalem and the crossing of the river, which gave access to the lands east of the Jordan. It had a great palm forest and a world-famous balsam gloves, which perfumed the air for miles around. Its gardens of roses were known far and wide. Men called it the City of Palms. Josephus called it a divine region, the fattest in Palestine. The Romans carried its dates and balsams to the worldwide trade and fame. All this combined to make Jericho one of the greatest taxation centers in Palestine. We have already looked at the taxes which the tax collectors collected and the wealth they rapidly acquire. Now let's find out what Luke 5, verses 27 through 32 tells us about Zacchaeus. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at the tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, Why do you eat and drink with these tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." Well, Zacchaeus was a man who had reached the top of his profession, but he was the most hated man in his district. Here is the first reason why we should go and reach the lost for Christ. The people are hurting and in complete sight without Christ. Luke 19:1 says that Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. Luke 19, verse 2, shows that there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business, and he had become very, very rich. Zacchaeus was wealthy, but he was unhappy. Certainly he was lonely, for he had chosen a way that made him an outcast. He had heard of this Jesus who welcomed tax collectors and sinners, and he wondered if he would have any word with him. Despised and hated by men, Zacchaeus was reaching after the love of God. This man, Zacchaeus, was like many other people around us, smiling in the outside, but hurting and crying in the inside. All the wealth, power, and luxury cannot mend the broken heart caused by rejections and inadequacy. He might be a successful businessman, but still the people ridicule him for being a short man, a different man. He might be a rich man, but still people hate him, curse him, ridicule him, and even branded him sinners and outcasts due to the nature of his job. He might be influential, and he had many servants to obey him because of his wealth and position and all this money that he had, and yet his heart is hungry for the real and genuine love and affection of his fellow human being. He might have all the luxury that the world can offer, but still he was empty, lonely, insecure, and miserable. He might give some of his money for charity, but without Christ in his heart, everything are but useless. His heart remained hungry and starving, and his soul still lost. Here's the second reason why we should reach the lost for Christ. People cannot reach out God by their own effort. In Luke chapter again 19, verse 3, says that he tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowds. And on verse 4, describes that he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree beside the road so he could watch Jesus from there. This man, Zacchaeus, was determined to see Jesus and would let nothing stop him. For Zacchaeus, he mingled with the crowd. At all was a courageous thing to do. For many, a man would take the chance to get a nudge or a kick or push at the little tax collector. It was an opportunity not to be missed. Zacchaeus would be black and blue with bruises that day. He would not see the crowd, took an ill delight in making sure of that. So he ran on ahead and climbed a fig mulberry tree. A traveler describes the tree as being like the English oak, and its shade is most pleasing. It is consequently a favorite wayside tree. It is very easy to climb, with its short trunk and its wide lateral branches forking out in all directions. Things were not easy for Zacchaeus, but the little man had the courage of desperation. The action of Zacchaeus is a picture of human effort to reach God. The sycamore tree is a type of human way to reach out to God, but being short and inadequate, human effort cannot reach God's standards to find the way back to God. Only the tree of Jesus, which is the cross, can bridge the gap between God and man. The connection that has been lost by sin has been reconnected through Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man. The third reason why we should reach the lost for Christ is that Jesus loved the lost people and want them to be saved. On verse 5, we read that when Jesus came back, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by his name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down, for I must be a guest in your home today." Can you imagine the picture? Can you imagine being personally named by Jesus, call you by your name? Well, Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus more than Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. And the good news is that Jesus is looking for the lost sinners more than lost sinners are looking for Jesus. He wants us to enter to every people's heart and lives and dine with us. This kind of compassion for the lost should be the heartbeat of every believer in Christ, for every member of Union Church. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, said, millions of services which we have helped to take around the world indicate that approximately 98% of the Christians do not regularly introduce others to the Savior. 98% do not share their faith with others. With so few believers actively sharing their faith, we must get back to the heart of Christ's mission and passion so that the church can be the voice of truth to those who are lost. God make it clear through the scriptures that he wants all people to be saved and learn the truth. On 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Who wants all men," and it's referring to God, "wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." So here's where it comes, the fourth point. And it says, happiness, joy, and satisfaction can only come to a man once he found the Lord. On verse 6 says that Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. Humans' endless pursuit for real happiness and satisfaction can only come to an end when we found Christ. There is a vacuum and emptiness upon every heart of people until Christ came into their lives. Only Jesus can quench our spiritual hunger and thirst. Zacchaeus found Christ and consequently found the happiness, excitement, and joy that he was missing. The happiness that he failed to acquire through money, he found them free in Christ. The love that he cannot buy through his riches, he found it unconditionally in Christ. The acceptance that he cannot get through his success, he found it readily in Christ. The forgiveness cannot get through his donations and work of charity, he found that in Christ. The salvation that he cannot found in any religion, he found it in Jesus Christ. So here comes the fifth point. God doesn't care of how much sin a person has committed. He will accept them unconditionally if they will come to him. And on verse 7, it reveals that the crowds were displeased. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumble. But the crowds weren't too pleased with Jesus' choice of a newfound friend. Zacchaeus was the most despised man in Jericho, a cocky little crook. Not only was he a tax collector at the toll booth, he was the chief tax collector, the big boss, the richest man in town. He worked for the Roman government, collecting their taxes, and Zacchaeus would pay the tax for his own personal benefit. If there was an immoral skunk in town, Zacchaeus was the man. He's a thief, but untouchable because he was protected by the Roman government. What a poor choice Jesus made. The crowd of religious people completely misunderstood the mission of Christ to the world. They think that Jesus came for the good people to save him, to save them. It is the very reason why they condemned and the compassion of Christ when he decided to be the guest of sinners like Zacchaeus. However, the acceptance of Zacchaeus into the family of God should become encouragement to others. There are no worse sinners that God cannot forgive and accept if only they will repent. There is not sin so dirty and dark that the blood of Jesus cannot clean. There is no place so far that we can travel away from God that he cannot reach us by his hand for us to come back. There is no person so bad that God cannot change his life. There is no heart so hard that God cannot melt that humble him to obey Christ. There is no impossible and complicated situation in our lives that God cannot entangle to correct our lives from God. If God can reach and change Zacchaeus, a chief sinner, then he can reach and change you. He can change me. And here comes the sixth reason why we should reach the lost for Christ, and that is that there is potential of goodness in every people's life if only they will find Christ. On Luke 19, verse 8, says that, "Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, 'I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have overcharged people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much.'" Well, Zacchaeus took steps to show all the community that he was a changed man. When Jesus announced that he would stay that day at his house, and when he discovered that he found a new and wonderful friend in him, immediately Zacchaeus took a decision. He decided to give half of all his goods to the poor. The other half, he did not intend to keep it to himself, but to use it to make restitution for the frauds of which he had been self-confessedly guilty. With the amazement of everyone, Zacchaeus came out of the front door by himself and addressed the large crowd, who finally quieted down. He said, "I apologize to you folks. I have been cheating for you for many years at my toll booth. You know it, and so do I. I have been taking advantage of my position. I've gotten richer at your expense. I'm sorry. I apologize. To make it right, I will pay you back, each one of you from whom I have stolen. I will repay you back four times the amount I have cheated you. Yes, each and every one of you. Also, I'm giving half of my goods to the poor of our city." I can almost see how the crowd was shell-shocked Their cynical selves couldn't believe it. In this and his restitution, he went far beyond that what was legally necessary. You see, only if robbery was a deliberate and violent act of destruction was a fourfold restitution necessary. In the Old Testament, in Exodus 22, verses 1, says that if a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If it had been ordinary robbery and the original goods were not restorable, double the value had to be repaid. In Exodus 22:4 says that if the stolen animal is found alive in his possessions, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double. And in verse 7 it says that if a man gives his neighbor silver or goods for safekeeping and they are stolen from their neighbor's house, the thief, if he's caught, must pay back 2 times. If voluntary confession was made and voluntary restitution offered, the value of the original goods had to be paid plus 1/5. In Leviticus, in the Old Testament, says, if he cannot afford a lamb, he's to bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons to the Lord as a penalty for his sin, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And on Numbers 5 says, and must confess the sin he has committed. He must make full restitution for his wrong, add 1/5 to it and give it to all the person he has wronged. So Zacchaeus was determined to do far more than the law demanded. He showed by his deeds that he was a changed man. He was a different man. Here comes the 7th and final reason why we should reach the lost in Christ, for Christ is that finding the lost is the very heart of the mission of Christ and every believer of God. On Luke 19:9 says that Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a son of Abraham. And Luke 19:10 says, and I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save those like him who are lost. This story ends with the great words, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that was lost. We must always be careful how we take the meaning of this word lost. In the New Testament, it doesn't mean damned or doomed. It simply means in the wrong place, as the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. A thing is lost when it has got out of its own place into the wrong place. And when we find such a thing, we return it to the place it ought to be occupied. A man is lost when he has wandered away from God, and he's found when once again he takes his rightful place as an obedient child in the household of the family of his father. Thus ends one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible about a short little man who climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. But Jesus commanded him to go down from that tree so he can come to his house. Zacchaeus humbly received Jesus into his house and even to his heart, and the change was obviously evident after that. We found out that he was transformed from greedy to generous, from selfish to selfless, from a thieving heart to a thanksgiving heart, from loneliness to excitement and joy, from rejection to acceptance. Jesus changed his identity. He was once branded as chief of sinners, But now he was identified as the son of Abraham, the receiver of blessing and grace from God. Amen. I invite you to close your eyes as we close with a prayer, please. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful story that reminds us that we have to be aware of the people that surround us. Let us find people like Zacchaeus that are willing to follow you, but they're only willing, they're only waiting for us to share our faith, to show them our love, to share your gospel with them. So give us courage, Father, that your Spirit would guide us to reach the people that are lost. In your name we pray.